Okay. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word tonight. Lord, take these lips of clay and make it the pen, like the pen of the ready writer. Lord, speak to us in your own words. Speak to us in the way we will understand. Break these words into our spirit, Lord, that we will never remain the same. Even everyone that will hear this word now and later, Lord, every life will be blessed. Glory to your name, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Tonight we'll be looking at... I'd written a topic before, but it just kept... God's spirit is just awesome. It just kept hammering me. And I had to change the topic. Same scriptures, but I had to, you know, we are trained to obey, to flow with the Spirit of God. Amen. And that's the beauty of what we are talking about tonight. It's spiritual intelligence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell someone next to you, say spiritual intelligence. Yes. Most times we'll be hearing emotional intelligence, we'll be hearing financial intelligence, but there's also spiritual intelligence. Hallelujah. Amen. So, quickly, as I was studying, some things dropped, and so I'm going to just share with us. First, I want to look at this. Before I delve into hitting those scriptures to drive straight my point, I just made mention of it that we have emotional intelligence, we have financial intelligence. So let me just dive there. Let me just go there. It's a sidewalk. So we'll talk about EQ. That's or emotional intelligence. We're talking about, we say it's the ability to understand, use, and manage your own emotions, as well as recognize the influence the emotions of others. That's emotional intelligence. Then let's look at the other one. Financial intelligence also has two main meanings: the ability to understand and manage one's personal finances, and the collection and analysis of financial information to combat financial crime. Okay? So, now, let's go to what we're talking about tonight, spiritual intelligence. What is it? So, it says spiritual intelligence is the human capacity to apply transcendent abilities and spiritual resources to practical life, enabling individuals to find meaning and purpose, distinguish right from wrong, and respond to difficulties with insight and flexibility. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says it involves tapping into a source of deeper wisdom beyond intellect and emotion, fostering greater self-awareness, compassion, and a connection to something larger than oneself. Something larger, we can say something higher or greater, bigger than oneself. You just know that you are getting that help. You are getting it tapped from somewhere. I love to use this example most of the time. Sometimes, you know, many times, one of the people who have inspired me so much in church is my dear sister, Mrs. D. And I'll tell you why. Almost every time you look at her, you'll be like, say she don't get to Allah at all. Amen. Yes. She's just like somebody who does not have. It's when you go close and you ask, you say, work is hectic today. But you will never see her wear it on her face. Amen. Amen. So now what does that tell the average person around her? That there must be a source of where she draws strength from, because if you do half the work she does, or you are being given the kind of work she does, you yourself, you will be worn out. But just like this explanation we just got from spiritual intelligence, now he's talking about we have something that's larger than ourselves that I mean, where we draw strength from, where we draw our form of, you know, a sort of inspiration or strength from. Hallelujah. Something larger than ourselves. We know that it's not coming from, it's beyond our capacity, but it's coming from somewhere. Hallelujah. And that's why I love the book of Philippians 2:13 that says, "For it is God who works in us both to will and do." So the help is coming from God. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so amen. All right, I'll skip the whole of all those explanations. And then let's see the book of Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. Here we'll see that it's talking about that where this comes from. Because so many times you see people display or do some things. How many of us heard about the late Reverend Dr. Omokpai? At least if you never knew him before, at his death, a lot of people, more people got to know about him. I've sat under that man's tutelage several times in Easter retreat. Easter will go for Easter retreat. He's one of the guest ministers that will be in Easter retreat. Amen. And then crusade. I remember like at least twice I attended. There's this crusade he used to do in his hometown, Asaga Ohafia, every Christmas, New Year period, first. So we had to be in that town Christmas or immediately after Christmas so that on New Year Day, he normally does this crusade, citywide crusade. And I've been there like twice. And it's just a blessing to be under such display of God's glory and power. Amen. Proverbs 2:6. And many of us must have heard about the late Archbishop Benson Idahosa too. Just wonderful men who have done great and mighty works for the kingdom. Even if you have not heard of them, we have them even within us. You have seen God use set man in many ways. You have heard mighty testimonies. You've heard Pastor Bolaji shared. You've heard Pastor Enwa shared. See, sometimes it's not about going far. The little that you have heard, do something with it. Hallelujah. Because you don't get to get those kind of opportunities every day. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we good? Proverbs 2, verse 6. Hallelujah. Okay, I should use mine, right? Or if it's not coming up, let me use. Proverbs 2. Verse 6. So he says, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." Hallelujah. Amen. Can we all read that together? One to go. "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding." Hallelujah. I'll read verse 7. He says, "He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. 8, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones." Hallelujah. So one of the key ways, see, this is not plenty grammar. One of the easiest ways to walk in spiritual intelligence. Because sometimes we think that there are specific people who have it. I've seen Pastor Muyiwa, everything he does is meticulous. He never gets anything wrong. Blah, 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 blah. There must be some sort of magic. There's no magic. The easiest way you can just do that, copy, they say in business, we call it monkey see, monkey do. Just look at the person you are seeing and you love the testimony he's sharing and just copy. Copy is permitted. Like Sedman said the other time during Bible school 2 weeks ago. He said, this is the only place where copyright is permitted. You can copy. Hallelujah. And not do like me. When I was young, when I was in primary school, I had this aunt who just moved into our neighborhood. I loved the woman so much. So beautiful. She was a banker, top management staff and all that. So I wanted to be like her because I've heard. Say, the best way to be like somebody is to copy the person. So as she's going to work, I'll help her carry her bag. As she's going, I'll be bashing the step. Yes. It's not in that. That's not the copy we're talking about. Copying here, we're saying that you're seeing somebody doing something, you see the person's success story, you see result. Just get to know how the person is doing and just do it. Hallelujah. Amen. See, eh? There's nothing wrong in asking Brother Toby, Brother Toby, how you do this thing, Seth? And he just tells you, and you're like, wow. It looks so simple because he tell you. He's giving you the trade secrets. Oh, it looks so simple. But if you don't ask, in your mind, you say, this guy get magical. There's a magic wand somewhere. Hallelujah. I was trying to talk to one of those young boys that used to come to church. And I said, see that guy there? I was referring to Temilo. I said, see that guy there? I said, I want you to begin to learn and study after him and try to, you know, learn drumming. He said, ah, no, that. So what he was trying to say is that the guy's hand is this one. I'm very good catch this one. I said, no, you just start from somewhere. It's a gradual thing. It's a step-by-step thing. Amen. But if you knew Temilolua, he was not always like this. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a gradual thing. Sometimes it looks like, will this one ever catch it? But at a point, bah, you just see it. You know, sometimes ask mothers that are around. You never get to calculate to know the exact time your child actually starts walking. The child, first of all, tries to do something and he stumbles, tries to climb and he falls. And all of a sudden, he's just saying, like, and don't even scream, because when you scream, you see the fear and he fall down. But you just see. Sometimes I look at my girl and I'm like, when did they grow to like this? Now they are so grown and bold and talk and even correct myself. And I'm like, when did they grow to like this, to this point? Amen. So for the Lord gives wisdom to acknowledge to his people, his very chosen. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. So, one of the best ways to key in and get and operate in spiritual intelligence is just being in God. Don't let anything take you out. Be in God. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10. All right. It says, these are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. You know, if you read verse 9, he's talking about that. Verse 9 was talking about how these things were mystery before. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Let's back out a little. So, it says, however, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. No eyes have seen it, no ears have heard it, has not entered the minds of people. He said, but now, 10, give me 10. He said, but now, he said, but God has revealed them to us through his what? Spirit. Through his what? Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. So one of the key ways we can operate in spiritual intelligence is by being in God and be filled with his Spirit. The scripture says, be in a state of being filled. Be being filled with the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God searches all things. And not only does it search, it brings deep things, deep mysteries. That's why if you are a believer and you're filled with God's Spirit, you are a custodian of divine mysteries, because there are deep things that will just come. There are deep things that will just come to you. Hallelujah. The story was told some time ago about a lady who had a maid who, the woman had a baby and that's still taking milk, baby milk, you know. So when the woman has gone to work, the maid will go in there and take the baby's milk and help herself. You understand? Go to the woman's, wardrobe and try all her outfits and do all sorts of things. So one day, the woman called her and said, from work, said, Hannah, I can see you. She said, I see you. I see the things you're doing. She had planted CCTV, you know. But she was just telling her that, I see the things you do. I see how you take the baby milk. I see how you try my dresses. I see how you do this and you do that. And she was like, ah, madam, let me even confess. Even your money safe. And she started confessing. Even the other one said, woman cannot see. He said, ah, Tutu, you have the Spirit of God. And she started confessing. Seriously. Now, this is because of CCTV, right? But do you know that really, of a truth, if you are filled with God's Spirit, they say, wait, Mrs. D, we just see. And say, ah, blessing. You don't reach like that. You said you don't want to say, how did she know? In your mind, maybe you are conceiving something and say, I beg. No. And you are considering something. But she was just saying, And you're like, and then if you are operating in the flesh, that's when you'll be saying, Maybe Sister Remy that told her. She doesn't need anybody to tell her. If she's really filled with God's Spirit, she will know the things God wants her to know. Except there are just some things that you just, yes, it's not like you will know all things. But sometimes when it's something that will give her concern, especially in line with what has to do with our ministry or things that it can come. What do you think God's Spirit is? It's our help. Amen. Jesus said, it's to your advantage that I go, because I will send you the helper. Who was he referring to? The Spirit. The Spirit. So he's our help. Give me that last scripture. So, but God has revealed them. Imagine, go back to the verse 9 again. I love that. He said, but as it is written, so it's boldly written. No eyes have seen, no ears have heard. It has not even entered into the minds of people. What things God has. He said, but this does not apply to everybody. Hallelujah. There's a special set of people. There's a special set of people who operate by a different set of rules. According to 1 Peter 2:9, a special set of people who operate by a special set of rules. Who are these people? They are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, very unique people. Give me that scriptures. They operate by a different set of rules. 1 Peter 2:9, give me that, please. For we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, so that you know that it's different. He said, these things that I've written, that is written in scripture, that no eyes has seen, no ears has heard, no, it has not even entered the mind of people. It has come to you by the revelation of the Spirit of God that is at work in you. Hallelujah. He said, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, peculiar. Hallelujah. How many people do we have here that are special? If you are special, let me see your hand. I am special. Hallelujah. Tell yourself, I am special. You are scared to say it. Say, I am special. Yes. Because you carry something. Amen. Amen. A royal priesthood, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. I am special. So with me in a place, it's having a handful of God's presence. It's having the touch of God in such environment. Amen. It's having light in that environment. God's blessings. Not that when you enter a place, everybody say, I be wala, don't come. No. Me being in a place is having God's blessings. Hallelujah. So these things have been revealed to us. These things have been revealed, have been made available, revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. So there are heights and levels that not everybody can attain. But because you are filled with God's Spirit, you have the access, free access to such realm. And you can do things, you can see things, and people around you just marvel. That wow, with you, handling things is just easy. Amen. With you, handling things is just easy. I attended an event. Was it last year or so? And honestly, the size of that event, mighty, awesome. And I was like, when I was making commendations, I was saying, wow. And I was told who coordinated everything. I said, no wonder. No wonder. No wonder. And the person that will coordinate, it looks like she has not even done anything. It's like, it's just something that she just did. Like, at the tip of her, just at the snap of her finger, she has just coordinated everything. Why also? Because over the years, even at workplace, she has handled things. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you are in the household of faith, get busy. Do things. You know why? Because I've learned a lot from where Pastor Emma is sharing about his testimonies. I will never forget, he would have solved the problem that is coming either next week, next 2 weeks, next month. He would have solved it somewhere privately. They come to him. And when you operate, you are filled with the Spirit of God. That is how God operates with people differently. So your home may not be exactly a pastor and wise one, but somehow. I remember when we were going to build our poultry farm. You see, you know, I always tell you people, for mathematics, don't call me. So, but when I want to sleep, I just carry my notes. I bought a drawing, big drawing book and pen. I just put it by my side and I went to sleep. I slept, and in the middle of the night, the Holy Spirit woke me up. Oh yeah, it's time. And I started to draw. I started to sketch. I don't know how to draw. Oh, you see all those things they do us in school. They say, draw a butterfly. If I draw a butterfly for you, you won't know the difference between a plane and a helicopter. If I draw a butterfly for you. So, my drawing is bad. I don't know how to draw. So, but I just started drawing, sketching and everything. By the next day, when I got to the community there, and I called the guy who used to build the structure, and I showed him the plan. He said, here's the plan. And I showed him the plan. Guess what he said? He said, okay, don't tell me you're not an architect. I said, I am not. But you see, God gave me everything was so complete. How many coaches, the number of, I was just putting it together and everything for, you see, that's where you know that God's Spirit is involved, because even the mathematical calculations I did, but you know, you calculate your, just like the scripture will say, so cubit high, so, you're more cubit, but I calculated everything. They were so impeccable, you didn't need to do anything, just followed the plan. And that's exactly the structure we have. Amen. And until someone came and said, please, can I have this exact plan? I want to do this for myself. And I, me. But that's what God's Spirit can do for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Someone also called me once abruptly and said, we're going to have a program. And they didn't tell me. So we're going to have a program. And she had made an arrangement for somebody who was going to anchor the program. And all of a sudden, there was a disappointment. And he just said, he just told me, I said, oh yeah, now I can say, hey, I need some time out. I just need some time out. So I just went to the toilet and I just started to pray. I said, Holy Spirit, help me. I'm not prepared for this. But I really want to help out. And then, shockingly, I came out and I did it. They gave me somebody that would assist me. And then the person, that person is a professional. It's what they do. But because they told the person abruptly to, the person said, no, she can't. But guess what? When we're done with the event, the person said, there's no way you will tell me you're not a professional anchor. I said, no. My own, just by divine inspiration. Hallelujah. Amen. God in your life can make you, you know, there's a way Seth Man said it some time ago, a few years ago when he was teaching us, said, you know, we are natural human beings, right? Now, with God in the picture, you become supernatural. So you are not operating in the natural. There are things that will be difficult by your natural senses. But because you operate beyond the natural realm, you have an insight. And that's what he's talking about. You have an insight. Yeah, the Spirit of God searches all things, even things deeper than your capacity. So you just find yourself operating beyond your capacity. I've been in exam hall. I've been on interview tables where it's just me and the interviewer, and then it just turns something else. Not once, not twice. Hallelujah. I'll share testimonies about my experience in an interview in a bank. Recently, I had another one again. So if I thought that was what happened 2007, Another one again, very recently, and I was like, I said, God, you never ceases to amaze me. He never stops amazing his people. It's just proof that he's always by us. Amen. Showing himself strong where we are weak. Because at that point, I was going to be perplexed by what I was seeing in front of me. But then I just switched. Nobody noticed it. And that's what happened, what Hannah did. The Bible says that Hannah was in that place of prayer and she was praying. Her lips were moving. Her voice was not heard. It's coming from the place of concern. And she knows what she carry. And she knows what she wants. But others would not understand. You see a woman praying who has had miscarriages and all that, you will not understand. Or the one who has never taken in before, and then she's prayer are different. For you will get five. Whenever they ask God for an extra one, it's different. But except you have inkling into the heart of the person, you will not know. I have sat for an exam before and was writing my exam very, very well. Exam was going well. My younger brother was in that same exam. Very stubborn boy. And just because of him, every one of us in that exam failed. The invigilator came and said, if all of you, if you get result, he said, we should call him bastard. And no. Now what happened? In that exam, the principal of the school, his daughter, the man did, what do you call it, original awards for his daughter, to help his daughter. So my brother was sitting close to the daughter. Me, with the question, we there for front, with the writer exam, just the right, they go Ben, I would write. I was just enjoying my, that day was English, and it's one of my best, so I was just doing my thing and going. And then the girl was giving original at the back. We didn't know. But that boy, because he's so stubborn, he got there, took the thing from the girl, I was writing. And the principal, the girl went to report to her father, and the father came, and out of annoyance came in, got to my brother's seat, and tore his paper, sent him out of the hall. That one, Kuguma, because he get weary for head, he just went to the girl's desk too, took the principal's daughter's exam thing, and seized it. So everybody were begging him and talking to him. I was hearing noise. So somebody told him, say, tell him, brother. So they came to me. Say, I really, he's that kind of person. I'm the only one who can tell. So I went there. As soon as he saw me, he was just weak. He was begging me, say, please don't come. Please don't come close. I went there and said, give me the paper. And he gave it to me. And then the invigilator announced that he said, everybody, he said, you see this exam? It's as good as you didn't even come to it. Everybody is it. And then, guess what? He just took the paper from me and said, bros, all of us go fail after all. And he tore the paper. What will you do? He's the same guy that was smoking, and as soon as I was getting close to him, he swallowed the cigarette because of fear. You know? So, I'm saying this to say, there is nothing that we want, even things that are beyond your capacity, God can help you. I've been in exams and I've experienced his help. So after that paper, after that thing happened, the next exam I was going to write. And he was enrolling with me in the same school. And I said, Lord, I know I carried a bag of trouble with me because my mom was always begging me, please help him, help him. You know, when you have that kind of stubborn brother, I say, hey, this boy with me, because I said, I left my town. I went to the next town to go and enroll. I said, he came. No, we have them like that in our family sometimes. And he came to me and said, bros, I know now, but you can't, he will always rub it in your face. You can't throw me away with the bathwater. I said, you don't big pass when they get bathwater. Come get out, come off my face. But then we enrolled. And I had to make it intentional. I prayed. All through, I was praying. I said, God, this exam will be peaceful. And that's one of the best results I had. Amen. Hallelujah. That's one of the best results. It was calm all through. Guess what? The day we finished exam, that we just dropped the last paper like this. Bish. As we were going home, see him at the junction outside the school. He was fighting. I said, if you like, Key yourself here. I'll finish my exam. Amen. Yes, God can come through for you. He can help you. Amen. And we have his help always. Let's see. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26. Two more scriptures and then we just bring it to a close. Ecclesiastes 2, 26. He said, please help me. Ecclesiastes 2, 26. Yes, he said, for God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in his sight. But to the sinner, he gives the work of gathering and collecting that he may give to him who is good before God. This also is vanity and grasping for the wind. So just imagine, what I see there is like the scripture that says, we shall eat the fruit of the what? Gentiles. So, for it says, for those who are, he said, gives work of gathering and collecting. So which people? The sinner. So for the person who is not upright, they just labor and labor and gather and gather and gather and everything, and then it just come and drop it at the feet of the person who is upright and who fears God and just doing the will of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You won't have to lift a finger to fight any battle that is before you, because the Lord will fight your battles and will give you peace. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's see also Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. So he said, as for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Hallelujah. Amen. Imagine if Abraham was not sensitive. When the Lord says, go sacrifice your son, your only son, Isaac. Do not forget, he already had how many sons? Two sons. Me. If I was Abraham, I'll carry Ishmael, just go give God, because he was just a useless boy somewhere. But God said, give me your son, your only. He knows what God was talking about. The one that is precious to that one in your heart, that one. You know, sometimes God asks us to do things and we think God is, that's your classmate you can just play a smart game with. And then you just say, okay, and these two things, I don't like this one so much. Let me just give out this one. And then, meanwhile, your heart is telling you the one that God's really talking about. This is talking about service, reverence to God, service. Do whatever you do as unto the Lord. So if Abraham was not sensitive, he would have missed out. That was the key to becoming father of nations. Hallelujah. God is not asking you because he lacks. No. He's only helping you. It's only helping you. Because many of us have held on to some things and make them like demigods. It's only helping you. Hallelujah. Or is it the case of Joseph? He would have become a big boy because he would be getting lots of largesse, a lot of good meals, and a lot of giveaways from Mrs. Potiphar. But he would never have attained the height he got to in life. Why? Because many times before you step into that place God has prepared for you, there are a lot of things that will pass as alternatives. When God brought Eve to Adam, before God brought Eve to Adam, he asked Adam to name the animals. Brought all of them to Adam to name them and said, whatever he called them, that was their name thereof. Just imagine Adam just see elephant, just say, Eve, just call that one Eve. He was one who named, he said, this is now Eve. But if he called elephant, that's his rib, take, or carry go. You have chosen. So let's be mindful and let's pick things from the spirit. Let's not allow our flesh rule us. Hallelujah. Amen. Lastly, let's just look at the book of Romans chapter 12 as we get ready to close. Romans 12:2. It says, be not conformed. Romans 12, verse 2. Can I have that? It says, be not conformed do not conform to the pattern of this world. Yes, and do not be conformed to this world. Yes, to the pattern of this world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Amen. God has prepared mightily for us. Quickly, please, Isaiah 11:2. I would like to, that's a good place to close tonight. Because as we go home, I want us to have this in our spirit. I want us to have this in our mind. He said, the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. As you go home tonight, this spirit of God will rest upon you. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. Hallelujah. The way you will talk will begin to be different. The way you will talk henceforth will be different because you are not operating in your physical senses. You are not operating in your mental capacity. You are operating according to your spiritual intelligence in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In the spirit of God and the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord will begin to operate in your life. Amen. Have you seen people who come to you? I've had to go to some people sometimes, and the way they quench some matters is just mind-blowing. It's the spirit of counsel, it's the spirit of might, it's the spirit of knowledge and the fear of God. Amen. Amen. I kid you not. There was a time we had one very strong brewing case like that. I said, No way. I've talked about this several times. I said, now I'm ready to. Me, I know that Mrs. Sajere was going to run to Pastor Ewa. Me, I run to Mrs. D. Everybody get a lawyer. I go run to Mrs. D. Say, oh yeah. Mrs. D. Say, as Mrs. Sajere got a Mrs. She was boiling. She wanted Mrs. D. Say, calm down. You know, amen. But see, I know Mrs. D is very, she will not tell you that you are right too. She will just, but she just did it such a way, it's so broken down to the point that everybody take their own. Went home and reconciled. Everybody was just fine and happy. Amen. The spirit of counsel. The spirit of knowledge. Amen. That's God's spirit working. Amen. In our lives. Hallelujah. Even amongst your friends, your place of work and everything, when things are brewing, how do you handle it? How do you handle it? Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet. We're going to pray tonight. Amen. God's spirit is here. Don't mind the rain. God's spirit is here. We're going to pray. Lord, thank you because henceforth I begin to operate in the spirit of your might, in the spirit of your wisdom, knowledge, the spirit of counsel, and in the fear of the Lord. Meaning that in every time I have to counsel somebody, it will come from the place of God's fear that is operational in me. God's love, God's power, God's might, God's knowledge, God's wisdom. Operationally me will just speak forth and not my physical senses, not my natural senses. Because if I go with my natural senses, I can tell somebody, go and die. But the spirit of God in me helps me give the right counsel. Helps me to give the right counsel. A governor once told somebody that was selling plantain in front of government house. Said, come on, throw a plantain away. The woman said, this is what my children and I feed on. Said, go and die. That's somebody operating in their physical, mental capacity. And not just God's fear in any way. Lord, oh, that I will give the right counsel. Oh, that I will give the right response at all times. Even when things are hurting and someone is offending me, I will just give the right words, seasoned with salt, blessed and coming fresh from the altar of God. Oh, thank you, mighty God, because I will operate in the realm of the spirit. I will operate with spiritual intelligence, knowing what to say per time. knowing what to say at the right time, at every given time. Oh, thank you, sweet spirit of the living God. Le pala badados, elebrando sotarima kada yadadosha, kabande remande brendo sotaina man talabados. I will not let my flesh speak in your place. Le pala badados kode yanamandia. But I will always yield myself to the Spirit, allowing the Spirit of God to break even and to always overshadow my natural thoughts. Elapando romande bregedos kabaira dosa la panda brana mande bregedoso dia elamande bregedos sonteira manda garagados le bregedos sotaira mande bregedos sharia. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Glory to you, Father. And if you are here tonight and you're hurt in any way, oh, let go. I was in service like this in church many years ago, right here in Surpassing Grace Assembly, but then we were still in Magrelos Hall. And I remember one of those services. Then I used to fall sick almost every time. And so many things were just wrong in my life. And then in that message, when that message was going, I just found out God's Spirit just break it down as the servant was ministering. And what was it? I had an issue. What was that? I was holding something against my stepmom. Was she wicked? Yes. Has she done some bad things? Yes. Terrible things that are unforgivable. But not for someone like me. God wanted me to forgive her. And I was one who was falling sick. I was one who was going through a lot of stops. And I broke down that day, and I had to. But then I received my healing. And that's the end to migraine. That's the end to all manner of asthmatic sensitivity I used to have. If you can't forgive, if you can't let go, you have a problem. In this meeting tonight, the Spirit of God is here. If you have to forgive anyone, you have to do it right now. And just let go and see God's hand work in your life and break that issues and break that sickness and break that disease and break that problem and break that habit right now. You can let go. You can forgive. Not because the person is deserving of it. No, but because the Lord says so. Hallelujah. And it's you that need to let go. Just tell the Lord, help me. Yes, and he's a loving Father. He can help you do that. Thank you, Father. Oh, healing comes to that life right now. Healing comes to that heart right now. Oh, help comes from the Spirit of God. Le prana dos, re pane brena mo, noriana na makaba yana no, shana dos, ola mane brena no, sote ina mane bela kadosa. Thank you, Father. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We operate in spiritual intelligence. Henceforth, we do the right things, say the right things, be at the right places at the right time, and we get the right results. We are victorious in every way because God's Spirit helps us. And we are champions henceforth. No more failing, no more falling. Yes, we declare with our mouths that we are victorious in every way. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, mighty God. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.